Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Darlene Price is here. Darlene's back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Darlene is the president and the founder of Well Said Incorporated, which is a training and consulting company helping people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace every single day. Sure, her book is called Well Said, Presentations and Conversations that Get Results. And she's our friend, Darlene Price. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. What a privilege to be back. Thanks for the invitation.
It's good to have you back. The honor is all ours, Darlene. One of the things that is really changing in the marketplace today is it's so much more difficult to actually get FaceTime, so to speak, with people who we could do business with. And it's more and more difficult. People are putting up more and more barriers. There's so many new different ways to connect with people. People are deciding how to do business with you in many times before you even know they exist. And so how we communicate with people is really changing, isn't it? The methods, the tools, but the language may not be changing, but there's so much different these days. What do you think?
Exactly. Well, there's no replacement for FaceTime. We spoke about that before, but the technology and the medium through which we communicate is changing. But I'll tell you what's not changing, and that is that's the need to communicate, whatever the medium, whatever the forum, the ability to present yourself and your message clearly, confidently, and concisely so that you get the result you want.
Right.
That hasn't changed a bit.
Right. No, exactly. The human beings, what human beings want and the things they're attracted to and the things they desire, that hasn't really changed, because those are primordial things that are inside of us. But the keys to unlock those places have changed, haven't they? For example, there was a time, Darlene, long before you were born, I would call on people when I was selling, and I might actually cold call on them, drop in on them, and they would let me in. They'd let me talk to them. You know, good luck with that these days, right? And so I've got to do more work in front of that. And so all the ways that I would charm them to death with my cold call in those days, now I've got to figure out how to charm them in an earlier step sometimes. You see what I mean?
Sure, you have to charm through a tweet.
Or a Facebook, or a LinkedIn comment. It's sort of like in the old days it was checkers, now it's chess. What do you think?
That's right. Really, whether it is a face-to-face meeting, a sit-down conversation, a quick phone call, an e-zine or newsletter that you might send out to promote your business, tweet, Facebook posting, whatever the forum, the key thing to remember is be able to articulate your key value proposition in 30 seconds or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the proverbial elevator pitch,
mm-hmm.
and it was true back in the days when we were cold calling, and Jim, you compliment me. I was right. I was right there on the streets with cold calling. Oh, I remember those days as well. But to have that proverbial elevator pitch, you know, which is, of course, what we do, metaphorically speaking, the amount mm-hmm. of time we have to speak going from the lobby to the 20th
right.
floor. So it's basically 30 seconds to a minute to be able to articulate who we are, what we do, and the value, most importantly, the value we provide. Critically important, there are a few key tools and techniques we can use to make sure we sense that opportunity.
Give us an example.
Oh, well, first of all, before you speak, obviously, is to sit down and prepare it. You know, think about, we call it a pitch, and then I like to say, know who's catching that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So your pitch to one customer or prospect would be very different than another. For example, I sell presentation skills training.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my professional mission.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm speaking to an executive who's going to hire me to train his or her sales staff, I'll speak differently to that person than I would to an actual salesperson looking to get better him or herself. Mm-hmm. So, you
the
know,
value proposition is a little bit adjusted, isn't it?
It is. It is based on the audience to whom you're speaking.
One is thinking retail, the other's thinking wholesale, aren't they?
Exactly. A great way to say it. So knowing your audience, realizing maybe sitting down, sketching out who are the people to whom I sell, putting them in categories and then saying, okay, what are their buy buttons? And that keeps us away from platitudes. One of the least effective things in an elevator pitch is platitudes. You know, every business says customer-focused, results-oriented. Everyone thinks they're innovative. But if you can specifically say what you do, so you want to focus on your uniqueness.
Do you ever, in an elevator pitch, do you ever want to maybe shorten it a little bit and try to sort of make your own case, make it completely intuitive what you do, and then turn it around on them a little bit with a question about what they might, you know, how they might use something you have? Like you said, you're in the training, if you're in the training business, just turn it around and say, something about their training program or whatever. Would you ever do something like that?
Absolutely, and that's the call. That's really gets into the call to action, which is the last piece. You want to say what you do, say it clearly, concisely, credibly, with a benefit, and then at the end, you know, turn the discussion over to them and say how it's currently working for you, or what would it mean to you to have your salespeople selling more of your product?
Right.
Or some question to toss it back to them to then begin a powerful conversation.
Right.
Ideally, the elevator pitch is the predecessor of a powerful conversation that you end up either having right there or scheduling a little bit later.
I'm going to say this, you may not agree with me, darling, but the shorter you can get, if you've got 20 floors to go, and you can get your elevator pitch out in 1.5 floors or 3 floors, the shorter you can get it down where it's completely intuitive, the better. What do you think?
The better. And I'll tell you, and I grew up in a small town, so our highest building was 10 floors. I learned to do it in 10 floors.
Darlene, give us the website, please.
You bet. www.wellsaid.com.
Wellsaid.com. She actually got that one, folks. How about that? That's the name of the book, too. Darlene Price and I will be right back when we come back. She's been talking about value. You know how I like to put an S on that word. I'm going to ask her, how do we incorporate values into our elevator pitch? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.